news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
More terrible truth is that over 8,000 people... Over 8,000 people who were beloved members of their families are not coming back, and their deaths are an incalculable loss to their friends and their family, as well as our community.
That's Barbara Ferrer, Los Angeles County Health Director, who broke down on Wednesday as she recounted the latest tallies of coronavirus cases and deaths. At least 75 people in the most populous county in the United States, Los Angeles, died of complications from the coronavirus on Wednesday. That brings the county's total death toll to 8,075. And its average daily tally of COVID fatalities has increased by more than 250% in just over a month. The United States confirmed more than 3,000 deaths from COVID-19 on Wednesday. Yes, a single-day record. Total U.S. deaths now stand at nearly 290,000. Texas, Colorado, Illinois, and Pennsylvania each reported more than 200 new deaths on Wednesday alone. The continuing record-setting U.S. surge comes as federal regulators move closer to approving a vaccine made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. A new poll from the Associated Press found that only about half of Americans are ready to get the two-dose vaccine, with some suspicious about the rushed approval. Public health experts estimate 70% of the population must be vaccinated to reach herd immunity. The House on Wednesday approved a stopgap spending bill to keep the federal government funded for another week, sending it to the Senate with time to beat a Saturday deadline and avoid a shutdown. The legislation would keep the federal agencies funded until December 18th, providing more time to reach a deal on a larger bill that would keep the government running through September 30th. The Senate is expected to pass it. Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi have called for including coronavirus relief measures in the bill. Democratic leaders have backed a bipartisan $908 billion relief package. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin unveiled a $916 billion White House plan on Tuesday. I think this now qualifies as beating a dead horse. Donald Trump on Wednesday said that he would intervene in favor of a lawsuit filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, asking the Supreme Court to reverse the voting results in four states that Trump lost to President-elect Joe Biden. 17 other states have backed this long-shot lawsuit that is trying to overturn the outcome by giving Trump the electoral votes of the four key battleground states of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Trump continues to falsely claim that he won those states and the election and maintains without evidence that Biden only won due to widespread ballot fraud. Trump didn't say how he planned to intervene in the case. Officials in those four states have all dismissed the lawsuit as a baseless and reckless assault on democracy. President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter, revealed in a statement Wednesday that he's under federal investigation for his, quote, tax affairs. The Federal Trade Commission and attorneys general from 46 states, the District of Columbia, and Guam filed long-expected lawsuits against Facebook Wednesday, accusing it of unfairly stifling competition. The lawsuits argue that Facebook's acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp were done illegally. They're asking the federal court to step in and possibly order Facebook to spin them off. The FTC is also pushing for Facebook to divest from WhatsApp and Instagram. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is the latest government official to test positive for COVID-19. Wolf received the positive diagnosis during a routine test on Tuesday. He said he has no symptoms, he's feeling well, and said he'll be working remotely as he quarantines at home with his wife. And he reminded Pennsylvanians to wear a mask, stay home, and socially distance. Pennsylvania has seen case counts grow by more than 50% over the past few weeks, and ICU beds throughout the state are 80% full as well. Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump's personal attorney, left the hospital on Wednesday after spending three nights there to receive treatment for COVID-19. Reporters who were on the scene report seeing the 76-year-old former mayor leave Georgetown University Hospital around 5 p.m. and flash a thumbs up to the cameras. Well, we've now learned that Giuliani, like others in Donald Trump's inner circle, received special treatment not available to any average citizen.
According to the New York Times, the treatment given to Mr. Trump's allies is raising alarms among medical ethicists, and state officials and health system administrators grapple with gut-wrenching decisions about which patients get antibodies in a system that can only be described as rationing. The treatments, an antibody developed by Eli Lilly and a cocktail of two antibodies developed by Regeneron, won emergency use authorization from the FDA last month for outpatients with mild to moderate disease who are at high risk for progressing to severe disease or even being hospitalized. Even some top officials at the FDA, both career employees and political employees, have privately expressed concern in recent months that people with connections to the White House appear to be getting access to the antibody treatments. The antibody treatments are so scarce that officials in Utah have developed a ranking system to determine who is most likely to benefit from the drugs, while Colorado is using a lottery system. This is disgusting.
And here we go again. A 23-year-old black man who was fatally shot outside of his home in Columbus, Ohio by a sheriff's deputy last week was the victim of homicide. That from a preliminary autopsy report. Casey Goodson died Friday from multiple gunshot wounds to his torso, according to a statement released Wednesday by the Franklin County Coroner's Office. The final report is expected in 12 to 14 weeks. In transition news, President-elect Joe Biden will nominate House Ways and Means Committee trade lawyer Katherine Tai as U.S. trade representative. And the progressive left approves. She'll be responsible for repairing economic ties with allies not happy with outgoing President Donald Trump's trade wars, while fulfilling his campaign pledge to stay tough on China. And finally, all 50 states and the District of Columbia have now certified their presidential election results. The next step in the Electoral College process comes on Monday with a meeting of the electors. Trump, of course, escalated his baseless claims of voter fraud Wednesday, asking the Supreme Court to intervene in a lawsuit seeking to invalidate millions of votes cast in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.